You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk. Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How is everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? I hope everyone had a great week. You know, the holiday just passed. I hope everybody enjoyed the holiday. And so I know that was last week, right? I'm losing track of time. But to you newcomers out here, I just want to welcome you to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life, us extraordinary folk doing a damn thing the best way we can. And I am your host, A. Dion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit, y'all. And yes, today, the title and the topic of today is When You Don't Know What to Say, Let Spirit Speak. I'm getting right on down to the show. But first, I just definitely want to thank you guys and let you know just how much I really appreciate you listening to the show, coming back, telling people about the show, sharing. Please comment. I know I don't say it much, but y'all can comment on whatever platform that y'all listening to. But I just love you guys. I really, really do. Y'all have helped me in so many ways. This show has been therapy for me, hopefully as well as it's been for you. And I'm not saying therapy in a bad way. I'm saying therapy in a way of encouragement and motivation just when you need it. You know what I mean? Maybe one message might be good for you today. Maybe you might recall a message that might be good for you a month later. But nevertheless, that is my purpose. That is why I'm here. I'm so grateful to God for allowing me to finally discover my true purpose. Well, I'll say one of them anyway. So to the newcomers out there, just a brief description. Chronicles of Living podcast show. It's just, you know, I just talk about things that from the past, present, and future, things that affect us, whether it be positive, negative, different ways that we can look at life to help us navigate through life so that we can live out our true dreams and visions and, successfully, you know, and we can get up from those falls and keep going, you know, and stop looking back, but look forward, you know. That's what the show is all about. And that is my goal each and every time I come on here to talk to you guys. So without further ado, let's get to the topic. When you don't know what to say, let spirit speak. Now, don't laugh, y'all, but I'm serious because I really couldn't come up with a topic today. And I was just like, looking at the ones that I wrote down. And if you've been following the show, y'all know I go with my spirit. I can have a ton of different topics that I might have thought about that people told me about or wanted to hear about. But I go with whatever my spirit is feeling at that time. No matter how good the topic seemed like it's going to be, because see, if I go against the grain and I just pick a topic because it sounds good, and my spirit is not right there lined up with it, it's not going to flow. And that's just the bottom line. So, you know, I have did topics on suggestions or just through conversating with people. And in the midst of the conversation, it's like, oh, wow, that's something good to talk about. But today I'm trying to tell y'all, I was just sitting here just holding my little stones like, come on, give me clarity. What should I talk about today? And I was thinking of all of them, but yeah, I'm rambling. But that's what happened. And that little voice was like, when you don't know what to say, let spirit speak. So I was like, okay, God, yes, as usual, I am a channel. Speak through me to the my listeners, to my visionary dreamers, and tell them what they need to hear today. So that's how this topic came about. So it's just going to flow the way it's going to flow. And whatever we get out of it, me and you, that's what it's going to be. So what's on my mind first is just to update you guys as to those who don't know. I realized that today is the 8th, and on the 8th of August is when I had this car accident that basically totaled my car. Someone ran into the back of me and totaled my car. And through that time period from the 8th of last month to the 8th of this month, I've noticed how dramatically my life has changed. And I'm just here to encourage y'all again. When you think something bad is just bad, you really have to look at what is it that is good for me out of this? You know, what is it that I can look at and I can focus on that's good out of the situation? Because just to let you know, if you don't know, I had to leave everything in my place because the accident happened. I was ready to start this little part-time job. I had four different opportunities, like between contracts and little part-time job that I was in the midst of starting. Like literally everything was done. I mean, a couple people was waiting for background checks to come, but everything was done. And I literally had to walk away from all of that because a lot of my stuff that I do is mobile, is client to client. So I had no way to get around. Nevertheless, follow me with this story because this is probably why Spirit just told me to make this topic. Follow me with this story, okay? You're really going to get something out of this. So, you know, I wound up making the decision that do I choose to get deeper in a hole and stay where I was living? Because now I knew that because of all of this, everything was going to be late. Everything was going to be behind. And then, you know, with that comes late fees and so forth and so forth. So I had to make up my mind, like, what did I want to do? And my spirit just was like, go back to Georgia. It was between one of my family members in Georgia, but she did not return my phone call. And then sometimes when she's busy, it's like that. But I was like, whichever way it goes, that's my next move. Well, I'm in Atlanta. So I moved from PA to Atlanta. Within a week, I'm going to say I got to rent a car maybe a week later after the accident. And I just was like, cuz I'm coming out there. And that was just that. So speed up to now. All that has transpired. I left all of my furniture. I'm starting from scratch. If you've been following the show, y'all know that's what I do. I'm a person that I don't hold on to attachments. So like I said, follow this story. Just because the topic might not be what you think, I really need y'all to follow this story, okay? It's very important to know how to shift your mindset when things happen that's out of your control, and to decide not to go down a rabbit hole, to decide not to focus on everything that went wrong, but focus on everything that could go right for you from that point on. And that's what I chose to do. I chose to focus on the fact that, okay, this is just furniture. I could get more. You know, I have different licenses that I can make money. I have options that I can make money. I do have a rental car that I can utilize to get around, you know. Even though it's going to be a minute to transfer my license over, it's fine. I do have options. Now, some people might not have the options that I have to make money, or might not have the get up and go to just apply to new jobs or whatever like that, and believe that it's possible to not plan to move to a whole nother state and believe that everything is going to work out fine. Because a lot of people are so stuck in their comfort zone and so in their head that they get into the whole what if, what if. Or I'm saying, not y'all, I gotta keep saying you, because I want you to feel that I'm talking to you. Because if you are listening right now, I'm talking to you. And whatever resonates with you through this conversation that I'm having with you, you need to take it, okay? And for your benefit, and make it work for you in your situation, wherever you are in life, apply it. So it's so important for me to have shift my focus. My son is in his last year of college. I had to have a conversation with him and make sure he would be okay, which he was. I moved him into his house. He was good. And he even said, and this is key, Mom, you've been out here. Well, we've been out here for 6 years in PA. And things just haven't flowed the way you wanted it to flow. Things haven't really, I mean, of course, I did receive a lot out of PA. There's nothing against, you know, PA, not at all. I love PA. That's where I'm from, born and raised. But there are seasons in your life, and this is what we need to get. We all have seasons in our lives that we go through different things, you know. And my season within those 6 years was to do a lot. I realize now was to just really be still, and for things to be still, for things not to get so dramatic for me, far as business went, I guess. And it was a time for just reflecting, a time for cleansing, a time for clipping away habits, people, things that weren't beneficial to me anymore in my life, in my journey, my purpose. And I didn't realize that when the accident happened, but as this month went on, speeding up to now, looking at what I've gained from being in PA for the 6 years, it is very vital to who I am right now. Very vital. The losses that I've had while I was in PA, the start overs that I had. I stayed 7 months at a yoga meditation retreat to figure out my direction in life and my true purpose. And met some wonderful people while I was in PA that encouraged me in different ways, and I was able to encourage them in different ways. So it definitely was a lot of gain out of being there, but I had certain plans that they did come to fruition, like me completing my books. If you don't know, I have 2 published books out right now on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles. But the plan of completing the books, I was able to get that done again because those 6 years was a time of reflection of and being still and going within, you know. So when you have plans and they're not going the way you want them to go, for some reason, every time you start, just something happens and makes it crumble down or whatever, however it's going. Don't look at it like, you know, wow, I'm failing or I'm a failure. Never look at it like that. Always look at it like it's a redirection. It's a redirection for your path. It's a redirection for the things that God really wants you to focus on. You know, or it can be just a how I want to say a preparation for you to get in a mindset that it's time for you to move on from that space, person, environment, whatever it is. It's time for change. Okay, let me say it that way. The job that you're working at, things just is not going the way you want it to go. You know, maybe people are not, you know, gravitating to you the way you feel you need them to gravitate in order for you to be more productive with the team. Let's say it that way, because if you've been following me, I'm very strong on no one makes you happy but yourself. Bottom line, people just add to your happiness. That's a bonus. You know, but you have to first learn how to make yourself happy. You have to first learn how to love yourself, and then you will attract the right people in your life that honor you, love you, respect you, and love you for you. That's the bottom line. So what I'm saying is, if you're at a job or you're in a career where there are people that is just, it's just not working out right. Then that could be just God saying, okay, it's time for you to move on, nudging you to go, to believe, to know that everything is going to be better than what it is right now. If you just believe, and if you just move, and if you just take that one step forward, then the rest of the direction is going to come to you. Your path is going to clear and you're going to know clearly, oh, this is where I am supposed to be going next. This is what I'm supposed to be doing next, you know? But if you get so caught up again in what's not going right for you, you will never see what can go right for you. You would never look at, you would never get the hope and the joy in your heart built up enough that you can start believing that that portion and that time in your life is just an end to that. It's time for you to walk away from that portion of your life, you know? That environment, that habit, those people, that relationship, whatever it is, you know what I mean? And you have to be willing to let go of certain attachments, because sometimes, like for my example, you know, as far as me making a choice to just, you know, count my loss, you know, just look at it as a loss, but then not look at it as a loss, look at it as a gain instead of a loss, because I was able to bless people once again with furniture. And like I said, within the 6 years, I've met some great people and I've learned a lot of things about myself. I've learned a lot of things from other people, and people have learned a lot from me. So it was all good. It was not a loss at all. So now, speeding up to me moving within a month's time and being here, okay, 2 weeks, I think the 23rd is when I came here. So I've been here for 2 weeks now. Since I've been here, I pretty much was just off running. I didn't focus on nothing that was negative. Well, I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm human. I'm, you know, I got emotions too. I'm not going to say that I didn't have a couple moments like, why? But, you know, I had to redirect my focus and say, what can I do now? What can I do now? This has happened. Okay, the car is done. And yes, I was only 3 months out from finished paying off the lease. But, and it's a total loss. But what can I do that will enhance what I'm already doing with my purpose? What can I do? So 2 days later, I went to that convention. If you go back, We Buy Black convention podcast show a couple of shows down, met some wonderful people. I got a lot of great energy from them. And rather they realize it, in which I definitely got to get in touch with them, but rather they realize it, them talking about their business and talking about, you know, some of the things that they want to, it was kind of like a recharge for me, you know? So while, yes, I put the podcast on and now you guys get to get what they had to say and get some encouragement from them, and more people will learn about them. And I'm praying that you guys are supporting them and sharing them, sharing their channels and their website rather, because I have the links there. But it was like a recharge. It was almost like God was like, you know, you're still doing what you're supposed to do, regardless of the situation, you know? And this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a little reward. I'm going to let you talk to some folk that are on the same journey as you, so that you can know not to give up, so that you can know that there is more to come. Also, you know, with that accident, of course, I had to get all the stuff together with, you know, therapy and lawyers and all of it. It's been a lot going on, y'all. I mean, really, it's been a lot. But speed up to now, everything is pretty much settled. I went shopping for a new vehicle and I found what I want. And I'm praying that I get that vehicle, because that's going to be a whole nother situation. If I get this, well, when I get this vehicle, but I got to still do some things, get license changed over and all that whole bit. But nevertheless, I did not stop moving. I knew what I had to do and I didn't stop moving. And I start my first day of a new career tomorrow. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm going to get to travel like I've been saying I want to do. And it's a good situation. It's flexible for me so that it won't get in the way of anything that I'm doing. I can still. And then I just got another email from someone for me to interview for still teaching my youth and doing some contract work and going to do the after school care. Just one of the contracts that I lost when I left PA. So, I mean, God is so good. So good. I mean, I really technically didn't miss a beat. But what I noticed was that I really needed this month. I really needed this month to just relax, to just slow down and just rethink my plan and make sure that my direction that I was going towards moving forward was going to benefit my journey, benefit my purpose, benefit all the things that I've learned about myself and all the knowledge and the wisdom that I've gained along the way on my journey. I mean, I feel so good. I feel so refreshed. And when I say I feel good, I mean, far as mentally, I feel good about the future. Yeah, I got some aches and some pains and I'm working through that. I tell you, man, somebody hit you from the back. Ugh. Whoo, you feel it. Anyway, but nevertheless, I just want you guys to know that when shit happens, like I said, out of your control, when I have a show on that, just focus on what is good. Focus on what is it that you can do. Look at your life. Look at yourself. Ask yourself. Be honest. Like, is it worth fighting to stay where you are? And when I say that, I mean all around the board. Is it worth staying in the position you are in, whether it be job, career, whether it be environment, whether it be where you live? Is it worth it when things are not going the way you want it to go? Is it worth if you're in business and things are just not going the way you want it to go? Is it worth you still doing everything the way you've been doing it? Or are things happening because God is trying to get your attention for you to change the way you're doing things? For you to change maybe who you're dealing with business-wise, for you to change and sit down and write down what really works and what hasn't been working. Maybe God wants you to expand your business. Maybe God wants you, if you don't have an online business, maybe God wants you to put your business online. If you have an online business, maybe God wants you to take that leap of faith and get an actual storefront. You just have to reflect and go within and just ask. I'm serious. That's all you got to do is ask and be still and listen and meditate or pray, whichever way you want to do it. But when you do it, make sure that you have nothing going on around you. Make sure that your cell phone is off and no one's calling you and you turn your computer off and you just really get still with yourself. You really get in a quiet place. And if your household is not quiet, go out into nature. And for real, I would prefer you to go out in nature because that is where I get my clarity. Go out in nature. Go sit on a park bench. Go get a blanket and sit on some grass near a tree. You will be surprised how much energy you will gain and how good you will feel. Just by doing that little simple thing, getting out there in nature. and how much clarity will come. And all of a sudden, you'll get those aha moments like, oh, okay. This is why this happened. This is what I need to be doing. This is how I can do it. And then all of a sudden, these ideas will start flowing to you. And then I actually got another phone call today from someone I have been trying to get in touch with. Well, I have been working on doing some business with, but I just never seemed to make it up here to do some business with them. And out the blue this morning, they text me. Like, hey there, how are you? Just checking on you, you know, on that note. And I'm like, whoa. I said, I was getting ready to get, you know what I mean, hit you up this week and let you know I moved back to Atlanta. And the person was like, I guess we on the same energy wave. I said, I guess so. So I guess it's time for me to embark on this situation. And I'm working hard on not talking about certain things until it's actually in the mix. So between, you know, the vehicle that I'm going to get and between this person connecting with me, they both have something to do with some things that I had planned forever. And it's just amazing how God has literally turned things around within 2 weeks that I've been back in Atlanta, Georgia. And all of them are very, very lucrative, meaning I'm going to be making some good money from each thing. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And so I guess that's why God was like, just title it. You don't know what to say. Let Spirit speak. Because I guess Spirit just wanted me to share this with you guys today, just to let you know that within 30 days, 2 weeks, something was so great for me. And now within 2 weeks, something is so light. It's so, oh my gosh, what I'm looking towards is just amazing. It's just so amazing. It's going to take the show to the next level. It's going to take my purpose to the next level. It's just going to take, man, I'm just grateful. I'm just looking forward to everything. And I'm looking forward to it because I can't wait. I mean, I look forward to sharing with you because I don't want to say I can't wait because I don't want to be anxious about nothing. But I look forward to sharing what is lining up for me with you guys when everything is in place. Because then you're really going to know that it is so true when you just focus on what's in front of you instead of what's behind you that's not benefiting you. You get what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I have people back home that, you know, of course, I'm still connected with. I didn't eclipse everybody out of my life, and everybody wasn't eclipsed out of my life. But I'm saying that 6 years allowed me to see the trueness of and authenticity of everybody that has been in my life. So it was great. It was great for me to be there for that time frame. You know, and it's just all a part of your journey, guys. It's all a part of your journey. Definitely welcome when stuff happens, welcome it and just ask God to give you the strength to deal with it. Ask God to give you the strength to show you what is it that you need to learn from the situation, to show you what is it that you need to be doing next in your life. What is it that you need to be doing? Who you need to be doing it with? Where you need to be doing it at. If you do that, and when the messages come and they get really strong on your spirit, and you decide that, you know what, this is not something that I'm used to doing, or this is not something that I ever did, but I'm not going to be fearful of it. Because if God put it in my heart, then I know that God is going to help me and guide me on this path. And give me the strength and the confidence and the courage to accomplish what it is that is put on my heart and on my spirit. That's what we need to do, guys. We really need to get that connection going, dig deep within, and let go of any fear, any disbelief, any pride, any ego that we have. that would stop us from going to the next level in our life. And so with that all being said, I know this is 30 minutes and I think that's all that Spirit got to say to me. I mean, I know it's not, but I'm working hard, guys, to make the show a little bit shorter for you. But yeah, just guys, if whatever happens with your job, with your kids, with your whoever, whatever, that's just seems a little dark, seems a little grim, seems like it's knocking you off track, off your path towards your goals, don't look at it as bad. Definitely not. Ask whoever you pray, you know, and if you don't believe in a higher source, then just sit still and ask your higher self, because we all have a higher self. We all have your higher self is that little voice inside of you telling you don't do it. And you do it and then you be like, dang, I should have listened. That's your higher self. Okay. Get clear and sit with your higher self and say, look, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? How is it? What's the new direction that I need to take? And if it's something that you've never done, if it's something that you don't know how to do, believe that you can do it. Trust me, all the things that I've learned, all the things I know how to do, I did not go to school for probably 80% of it. But it was that little still voice, my higher self, that from God fed my higher self and told me, you can do this. You can do this, Adion. This is a part of your journey. This is a part of your purpose. And you need to believe that you can do it, because if you couldn't, it wouldn't have been placed in your spirit. It wouldn't have been placed on your heart to do. That's what you got to know. Anything that's placed on your heart and your spirit to do, that's positive, okay? Positive. Because we do got that evil side too. The positive things that's placed on our heart to do. Just give it a whirl. That's it. Just go out there and work towards it and see what happens. And if it's not for you, it's something that you were supposed to get out of it. Trust me when I say that. It is something that you were supposed to get out of it. But you won't never know until you go after it. You won't never know until you, I'll say that word, try. So get out there, guys. Go on, do the damn thing the best way you can. And watch God. Watch your higher self. Watch how things just start looking up for you. Because I'm here to tell you, I feel so burden free, so just free. I mean, even though I'm sitting here and I'm still handling things and getting things in order, I feel free. I really cannot explain the feeling that I feel, but I feel blessed. That's it. I just feel blessed and highly favored right now. I really and truly do. Even though I had to let go of a lot of stuff and I'm starting over from scratch, I am so excited about this new start and so excited about what God has in store for me. That's how I feel. I'm excited about life again, regardless of my aches and my pains. I really am excited about life again. So with that all being said, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit, y'all. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. And I know when I say this, a lot of people probably click off, but just know I really love you guys and I really appreciate you guys. And especially if you went and you purchase the books, Visionary Dreamer 90 Day Journal and Transform Your Life, the Visionary Dreamer Workbook, both of them will help you in great ways if you really take the time and invest in yourself and do the work. Okay, guys, find it available on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles. I'll have the link. Give me a minute. I'll have the link in the descriptions. Okay. And just love yourself, guys. And know that with anything that happens to you that's not in your control, things that you are like confused about, know there's a message for you. Know there is something that you were supposed to get out of that. Know and be fearless and move on to the next level that God is putting in your spirit to move towards. Do it. Do it, guys. Do it. All right. So with all that being said, I love, love, love you guys. And until next Sunday, I will see you guys later, my visionary dreamers. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit ChroniclesOfLiving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.